Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to episode 8 of season 2. If you just joined, this is Maria at Maria the Arcane on Instagram and Robin at A Tired Witch on Instagram.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
It's afternoon this time.
So it is. Well, it's kind of cool for you. Afternoon. It's still morning for me.
So oh, it is for you.
Yeah, it's only 10 a.m. So happy brunch, everyone.
Ooh, brunch. That sounds so good.
So if you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and kind of what that means for us magically and how we can use it to our advantage. And so for that, the upcoming lunar phase is on April 26th, and it's the full moon in Scorpio. And both Marie and I, when we were talking about this, we're like, ugh. because
yeah,
the full moon in Scorpio kind of deals with things like needing to choose to allow yourself to be emotionally vulnerable. There's a lot of anger in this full moon that can I really want to tread lightly when I'm talking about this, because I know there's a lot of creators out there that'll be like, the full moon's in Scorpio, your trauma is going to come to the surface and your brain is going to explode. And that's very spiritual gaslighting. I really don't want to like tread down that path, but instead we're going to talk about the reality of it, which is that this is a good time to focus on things like shadow work. We are mm-hmm. looking at energies of possessiveness, insecurity, jealousy, fears that are kind of, I don't want to say unrealistic because they are realistic, but they're a bit agoraphobic. So it's like fear of death, fear of like getting hit by a car when you walk across the street. Is this COVID, this little scratch in the back of my throat? Because these are very real things that could actually happen. But we could be tackling energies that kind of heighten that anxiety, let's say. So I don't want anybody thinking that I'm trying to tell you that you're going to, you know, there's going to be this trauma surfacing for you, because that is not necessarily true and is it's very, very gaslighty. So instead, we're looking at tackling magic that deals with those traumas. So we are tackling magic, like doing shadow work, you know, having vulnerable conversations with ourselves, exploring maybe the early stages of why we have some negative emotions here and there. I mean, everybody has negative emotions. This is a human experience. The people who don't have negative emotions cannot be trusted, because everybody has a bad day.
Do they though? I'm just kidding.
But we are going to want to be tackling really heavily things like shadow work. And similarly, the full moon in Scorpio is a great time for things like divination.
Yeah. I just, I feel like, especially like with water moons, it just intensifies, you know, the signs of that sign, especially the negative aspects. So like, as you said, it's not a diss towards Scorpios or anything like that.
Not at all. Listen, something like the full moon in Scorpio is not a direct reflection of Scorpios in general. So if anybody comes to either of our DMs being like, well, I'm a Scorpio, I never have this happen, you're a liar. I can't trust you. We all experience this. We all experience negative emotions. It's the human experience. It's just the full moon. Like, come on, guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is also a really good time to explore things 100%. Like sex magic and like self pleasure kind of magic. I somehow masturbation comes into every episode. I'm so sorry, everybody.
But the Scorpio full moon is a sexy sign.
This is sexy sign. The Scorpio full moon is really sexy. We're dealing with things like, you know, exaggerated sexuality, even things like promiscuity. It depends on who you are, obviously, but you know, there's no harm in exploring that as long as you're practicing safe sex. Wear a condom. You know, that those sort of things. So these are, there is positive aspects here, but I would highly recommend deep diving into shadow work that deals with our traumas and triggers in a healthy and baby step kind of way.
Yeah,
don't like deep dive into like the worst of the worst and like really set yourself off and trigger yourself. That's not healthy and very bad. Please don't do that. That sounds like, you know, a really not fun time. So baby steps.
Yeah. And then also, Phil, you know, Scorpio is a great sign for like divination. So if you want to scry with that, doing like with shadow work in mind, I think that would be great. Like doing maybe a tarot spread for yourself.
I love it.
I don't know. Yeah.
I love it. I think it's all a good idea.
So if you just started listening to us, every podcast we talk about a random tarot card. We go over the universal meanings and then our own interpretation of the cards. Hearing others' opinions helps beginners form their own opinions, or even those who have been practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. So, with Scorpio in mind, this week we are talking about the devil. So, on this card, you will see our lovers this time with horns coming from their heads, chains around their necks, which are attached to a pillar. Above this pillar rests our devil, complete with a reversed pentacle on his head. So, if you take a look, a close peek at the lovers' chains, they are loose around their necks, seemingly easy to be pulled off so they can run away and be free at any time. The universal keywords of this card are addiction, materialism, control, bondage, and materialism. So when it comes to my thoughts on this card, it reminds me of how society treats the devil. The devil is blamed for everything. He robbed the store because there was a devil inside of him. The devil is deceiving us with COVID, blah, 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 blah. Regardless, people use the devil as a scapegoat instead of taking personal responsibility for themselves or others. Sorry, excuse me. It is our decisions and our life experiences and past traumas that cause these things to happen. Now, with that in mind, when this comes up in readings for myself, for clients, it almost always has to deal with a bad habit someone isn't wanting to give up, a negative behavioral problem they don't want to fix, a toxic relationship they don't want to leave, not being true to themselves, and sometimes even addiction. It is basically the refusal to do meaningful shadow work along with real world energy to cultivate real change in their life. Instead of even trying to free themselves, they make excuses why they should keep doing what they're doing. Now, these excuses are basically people blaming the devil for their ills. Yes, while this card isn't easy, leaving this card isn't easy, we are also, we are so used to blaming and even comfortable with this bondage to the devil that it is hard to leave. It is a huge mental blockage we all must pull through in order to free ourselves. But once we do and put in the work to better our situation, we can be free of it. So how do you view this card right here?
Well, we're two for two. Two weeks in a row that I totally agree with you. I know, like, what's even happening? Hello? I'm feeling okay, by the way. I know everybody's concerned, obviously, twice in a row. I completely agree with you. I think the devil is a victim complex card. very specifically, as you said, in talking about the symbolism with the chains around the neck, how they can just like be popped off, but they still stay there. It is a choosing to blame external forces for mistakes that you are making within yourself. And we're all guilty of this from time to time. Like, you know how like people kind of weaponize some, not all people, obviously, but some people sometimes weaponize their trauma and use it as an excuse for treating people horribly. To me, that's the devil card. And I'm not saying, of course, that by any means that, you know, trauma doesn't create a reaction out of us, but that also doesn't mean that you get to weaponize it. That's not okay.
Yeah, that is
and
not
so
okay.
And that, so that is that, like, tricky balance. And that is very much so how I see this card. It is putting ourselves, it is having done, even by mistake, a crappy thing, usually more than once when we see this card. So we see things like addiction, you know, drinking, gambling, whatever, right? And instead of saying, yeah, I've got a problem and I'm just not ready to deal with it, it's, oh, this isn't my fault because of XYZ, and just kind of allowing yourself to stay in this crappy situation where you're hurting other people. Instead of taking accountability. So, and the other people, instead of hurting other people, sometimes you're hurting yourself. So, yeah, it is choosing. I hate to use that word choosing, but it is choosing to avoid having the difficult conversation with yourself to make positive changes for the situation overall. And instead, you know, are just choosing to deflect blame.
Yeah. It's like the avoidance all, of
like
doing
I said,
shadow
we all do
work.
That from time to time. Yeah. I do think it was very fitting for the Scorpio full moon, as we talked about in the first half. I know, I'm like, I feel bad. Everybody's going to be listening to this and being like, oh my God, they're just talking about mental health. Well, sorry, guys.
Mental health is important. I mean,
mental health matters. And unfortunately, sometimes having the difficult mental health conversations very much so need to happen. So we still love you.
Yeah, completely.
And we include ourselves in this, so
yes. The devil has popped up many of times for me.
Not for me. I'm actually really perfect in every single way. So, like,
okay, supreme.
I've never personally struggled with this. Couldn't be me. No, that's a lie. So we thought this week that we would talk about expectations versus reality. it is, we want to talk about your perfect magical morning, how you want it to look versus how it actually looks, just to kind of bring everybody back down to earth. Because first of all, this is Maria's idea for the topic, so snaps for M. But things like social media and stuff like that make it really easy to play the comparison game and thinking that everybody's having these like super magical mornings, and they're just not. I mean, they might be. I mean, I have magical mornings, like really perfect ones, like once in a blue moon. It happens, but that doesn't mean it's happening every morning, and that doesn't make, you know, what you're doing, even if it's minimal, any less valid. So, Em, how is your perfect morning?
So, okay, my perfect morning. I wake up at 8, well-rested. My family is still tucked into their beds, and I go downstairs to make myself coffee and some breakfast. I turn on my, you know, 20s and 40s tunes on my little cute little retro speaker. And as I'm brewing my coffee, I pull a card for myself, and it is the Empress. When my coffee is done, I put an extra cup on my altar for my guides while also lighting all my 7-day candles on it. And then I sit down with my journal and my breakfast. I stir my coffee clockwise to set my intentions for the day. And as I eat my food, I write out my intentions for the day as well. And about the card I pulled. My body is feeling absolutely amazing. So I decide to go on a walk. It is November. So we are finally experiencing
exercise.
Listen, my body is...
So we're going like real, perfect. Okay, all right. I'm taking note.
Hey, if I'm going to write about my perfect morning, it's going to be perfect. Speaking of which, it is November. So we're finally experiencing fall in the South.
Wait, stop. So your perfect morning only happens in one of the 12 months?
Look, it's the South. It is hot and humid in November.
There's approximately 14 days in the entire year where I'm actually happy. Everyone jot that down. Oh my God, you're killing me.
Okay. One minute. It gets better. So I go on my walk where it's not hot and humid. There's no pollen shit everywhere. And it's beautiful. And after my walk, I realize, you know, I have plenty of time to do a tarot spread for myself for an upcoming moon phase. So I brew myself a big pot of Lady Earl Grey tea and I sit down at my coffee table with a deck. And while I'm pulling my cards, I have time to write the whole spread down. And, you know, it's like maybe 10 now. My girls are finally waking up and eating breakfast at the table. Since I plan on drinking my weight in tea, I curl up on the couch with a good book. And after a while, my ADD does start to kick in because, let's be honest, fantasy me still does have it. I decide to move on with my mornings. It's almost the afternoon with photographing, and I have plenty of time to edit and put my magic into it. And then, yeah, I finish up my morning meditating outside on a blanket.
Wow. That was beautiful, Em.
Thank you.
There's a lot to unpack there, and I feel like we're going to do that privately because what the fuck?
Wait till you hear my realistic morning. Well,
that's what I was going to get to. So, all right, obviously it can't be November all the time. Chronic illness is real, so having a perfect day where you can go on a walk every day is not real. So what does your realistic morning look like?
Okay. My realistic morning, I wake up at the ass crack of dawn with my witchling to make them breakfast, get them set up for school. I most likely had problems falling asleep the night before. So I ended up at, 2 a.m. in the morning brewing myself a cup of sleepy time tea, and I'm still groggy as fuck from it. And after my witchling is all set up with school, I go back upstairs and pass out next to my wife for another hour or two. When I wake up again, I'm already running late with my day. I have a few client readings, a photo to take, an avalanche of emails to get to. And so I do what any sane person does. I stay in bed and I work from my phone for 30 minutes. Eventually, I find my way downstairs. I have some coffee. I lay some of my wife's coffee at my altar, light some of my candles at my altar, and I might close my eyes and set intentions for my day. And then my daughter decides she needs help from school, so I put off eating breakfast. And when I'm done helping my daughter, I'm really running late, and I check in on everyone in the Discord, answer a few emails, and by the time I'm done, it is lunchtime. My morning has come and gone in the blink of an eye. And this is why I have a nighttime ritual over a morning one.
And yet this is your topic of choice.
the thing is, I am like inside like a morning person, but I have to go to bed at a decent hour and I can't have my insomnia everything and chronic
has to,
pain.
The stars have to be aligned.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I used to be a morning person. And then my idiot self was like, let's get pregnant and have a baby.
Yeah. Perfect mornings are done.
Goodbye. Yeah. Then never again. Sorry, guys. I'll never, ever be restful again. Or as everybody likes to keep telling me, just you wait till the baby gets here. Fuck off, Karen. I didn't ask.
So, okay. What is your perfect morning?
Well, in my perfect morning, it actually has to start the night before. Mm-hmm. In that, both my cats decided that I am not their personal bed, and therefore they have slept at the foot of the bed or like with their father or shoot, even on the couch. So that way they're not on top of me. So I in my perfect morning setup, I've had a restful night's sleep that didn't involve kitty claws or like purring on my eyeballs or something like that during the night. So that way I wake up rested. Like, ah, what a beautiful day. Pregnancy symptoms didn't affect me over the night. I got a full 8 hours. I'm looking beautiful and fresh. So it has to start with that, but then I get up with the sun because that's mm-hmm. what I are. That is what I do normally. Is I get up with the sun. So currently, oh, that's like that? 6:30 in the morning. I know I am actually a morning person. Like I do get up quite early, mm-hmm. and then I'll get up. I'll go feed my cats, and then I'll go to my altar and I light incense and I light all my candles, which is usually like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. I go make coffee for both my husband and I, because again, pregnancy symptoms are not happening, which means the smell of coffee does not make me throw up, and I can just go make coffee and everybody's happy. I can put some coffee on my altar for my guides. And then everybody's situated, right? Husband mm-hmm. has coffee. I have coffee. Guides have coffee. Incense are going. Candles are lit. I can get my tarot journal and I can sit down and draw some cards for the day. And I can take a good 30 minutes to really reflect on it. Write about whatever is going on. My interpretation of that. And just kind of doing general journaling. mm-hmm. And then I go outside because the weather's great, and I go outside and, you know, I water the plants because we've got a little plastic greenhouse now. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to water my plants, and then I'm going to go for a walk because I too am not living in November, but I'm living probably now, like April's good. Where the weather is absolutely perfect, but the pine pollen hasn't started falling like big sheets. I go for a little 2-mile walk because, again, pregnancy symptoms aren't happening and waddling isn't in the picture, nor is sole and feet. And I can do 2 miles just going for a lovely little stroll, listening to a book on tape. Yeah.
Connecting with Mama Earth.
Because also in my perfect morning, my ADD also is still present, which means that listening to, you know, a witchy book on tape is still in the picture. And so I'm you know, digesting some new information. Mm-hmm. And then I come home and I do some stretches and I have, you know, a perfect morning that then I get to sit down and start working. Which none of that happens.
I like how working is not involved in my perfect morning.
Oh, see, I am a workaholic. You and I both know this about me. I get antsy when I can't work. I had to take my husband to Oregon for a dental appointment yesterday. And the town we went to had full cell signal, but their internet wouldn't connect. So I had to not work for like 4 hours and it was making me crazy. Like I couldn't respond to people. I couldn't check email. I was literally going insane. It was very normal. It was very cool. This is my toxic trait.
Well, one of them.
So in reality, literally none of that happens. Yeah, literally none of that happens. In reality, the night before, both of the cats have decided that I am their personal bed, which means that I've woken up 4 times in the night, gotten a very shitty night's sleep. I wake up with the sun still, so I've had a shitty night's sleep, and I'm still waking up at 6:30 in the morning. Then I just sit on my phone for like an hour, and I catch up on social media, and I watch some TikToks until I've pissed my husband off enough that he also wakes up. And then I go make his coffee, hopefully not to throw up. I probably have thrown up in the sink at this point. And so I'm like angry. I'm like, not angry is not the right word. I am annoyed. And I like need to eat something because I just threw up bile. So then I got to make breakfast. Then I bring the cold, because the coffee's cold at this point now, because I've thrown up and had to make breakfast. And I bring my husband the cold coffee, and then I like make myself like a very watered down version of it before all the parenting assholes listen to this and are like, well, you're not allowed to have caffeine. Blah. Like, actually you can, but thanks. Thank you, Dr. Random Stranger.
Thank you, Dr. Random Stranger.
And then, so I've done the basic self-care stuff that has taken me about an hour and a half. I can't feed my cats because we feed them a raw food diet and the smell makes me throw up. So I like nag my husband until he gets up to go feed the cats. Then I'll go light some incense, light my candles, maybe pull a tarot card. But more likely probably just like close my eyes and have a moment of like, you can call it intention setting. You can call it prayer, whatever is more comfortable for you in your palate. Mm-hmm. I call it prayer. And then I just sit down and start working. It's far less glamorous. And then I'll maybe do a walk like later in the day. But it's usually like, instead of being like a 2 or 3 mile walk, it's usually like maybe a mile. And I'm like winded as fuck by the end of it.
Yeah.
But at least I'm doing it, right?
Yeah. That's funny because me and my wife, we also take walks at night because during the morning and during the day, it's just not realistic.
Morning, I would take walks at night here if we had street lamps. We don't have street lamps here, so at nighttime you're literally walking in the dark, and like then a car, you get some drunk
you
teenager,
might run into a bear.
Yeah, or a bear or a fucking mountain lion. There's like mountain lions here. One time I was on a jog and I saw a bear. Did I tell you about that?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and I was like yelling at this bear, and then I'm like, I'm in the woods and I'm like going for a jog, and I'm like, I looked crazy. I had my hands above my head and I'm like clapping, and I was like, go away, bear. Go away, bear. I looked insane. Like, if anybody was like a fly on the wall, they would have been like, that woman needs help. Someone get her some milk.
That's just a big mood. I feel like that's definitely fair or not, just randomly talking and exclaiming, you know, like,
yeah,
talking out loud about things.
But it
things.
Was like, I was it's running fine. While it's I was it's doing fine. It. Like, I'm jogging and I'm like doing like the YMCA hands above my head. I'm doing
be bigger
it right now.
Than
you
can't
see it, but I'm doing it right now because I'm trying to like think of how to describe it. Like jumping jacks without the legs.
Yeah.
It was so very funny. Cool and very normal. In a really perfect day, I would then, after I've done all these wonderful things, I would take my lunch to the woods. And because I live right in the woods.
Oh, that sounds
right?
So nice.
I would take my lunch to the woods and I would go have lunch like at the creek.
Oh, I love that.
But that those days are very, very rare.
Yeah, I like sitting out on my porch, but it's hard to do it, especially right now with all the pollen. Like, meh.
Too much.
No, thanks. It is
just
too much.
Two allergy girls.
Ugh. Just it gets
you ever
everywhere.
Seen, you ever seen the comic book lungs. Snot Girl?
No.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to send you a copy because I think I have 2 copies of the first edition. Second of all, she's like snotty and that's just me. Like Snot Girl is just me. I love it. I've never related so much to a fictional character in a graphic novel.
That is so funny. But yeah, I think it was important to talk about like how we really spend our mornings compared to like how people probably think that we spend our mornings.
Yeah. I mean, you especially, your photos are so beautiful. I bet people look at it and they're just like, her life must be amazing.
It's amazing after 12.
It's perfect in every way.
After 12, it gets a little bit better. But not that much better. It gets better.
Your wife's listening like, all right, bitch. I thought it was pretty good.
Look, like, she knows. She sees me in the morning. Like, you just have...
She knows that she married. Space. God damn it.
I need space. I need extra sleep because my body is a disaster zone. And I find relief in taking photos and, you know, doing magical things for myself. That's my stress relief.
I used to read the paper in the mornings. Like, what? Online, obviously. Online, obviously. I'm not like a 900-year-old woman who's like, did you get the newspaper from the front yard, Johnny?
Hey, that's wholesome. Would do.
Gross. Anyway, I used to read the paper in the morning because obviously my husband is English. And so I don't know, being married to him, I slowly developed a habit of reading BBC World News instead of reading, like, I don't know, American news. I don't know why I picked up that habit. I think it's because that's what he reads. And so I don't have my own personality, so I absorbed his. I don't know.
I'm sure he's absorbed some of yours as well.
Of course he has. I'm perfect, and I made him perfect by proxy. But I used to read that in the morning, but now with everything that's going on in the world, I literally can't bring myself to do that anymore. So now I just watch TikToks and irritate the shit out of him. Whoopsie diddle.
Oops.
Whoops. And then I don't brush my hair and I'm like, let's go, come on. That's why you never see me on Instagram. That's why I never post pictures, because brushing your hair is a government conspiracy. You heard it here first, guys.
I'm lucky my hair is so thin I could just quickly just put it up. I don't have to really brush it.
Yeah, same. Literally same. I have a lot of hair, but it's very thin. All right, we're getting off topic.
I have no hair, and it's really thin. This is some important, like, witchy information.
Listen, guys, jot this down. If your hair is very thin, and you don't brush it ever, that's a crime. You will go to federal prison. You're welcome.
Hey, do the aunties on Practical Magic look like they brush their hair? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. They don't. So there you go.
We're just magical. I mean,
sorry for being so perfect. Okay, sorry for that sidetrack. So, Maria, what's stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, let me tell you. So, I'm loving, like, how creative and, like, I don't know, like, seemingly happier everyone seems to be in the community right now. I mean, I don't know if it is the weight of the pandemic finally steadily being lifted, if it is spring inspiring everyone, or just a little bit of both. But everyone just feels so much, not to get all, like, love and light, but, like, lighter right now. Not as, things aren't as heavy. You know what I mean? Like, heavy emotionally. Yeah. And I feel like this is a result of... You know, I feel like this is a result, like, a bunch of, like, witchy shops have opened. Witches are being more creative in their practices and art. And so many of them have also been, like, super supportive of one another lately. Mm-hmm. And it's just great to see that after, like, such a stressful year. I feel like that all the stress that this pandemic and stuff has caused has put, like, witches against witches. And, yeah, but... You know, witches who do like photography and art. I don't know what everyone has been doing lately, but it seems like everyone's art projects have been so inspiring and so beautiful lately. And, you know, if you are doing any of that, keep up the amazing work and keep doing that shit for yourself, because everyone can tell that you're doing it for yourself and no one else. But now I will say that maybe this is just limited to my little space in the community. And I do acknowledge, you know, bad stuff is still happening in the world. But, you know, when we are stronger as a community and supportive of one another, it breeds change even outside of our community, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I just hope this continues for a while. I know that, you know, the wheel of fortune is always turning. Eventually an ebb will hit, but I'm excited to enjoy this flow for a little while, and I hope everyone stays on top of shadow work so we can, you know, keep this energy going.
Yeah, I like it too. I mean, I there has been some negative conversations going on that I've seen going around, but I have been very blessed to not be involved in them. So, it's been like an outsider's perspective, like, oh shit, that's going on. Glad I'm over here. does that mean?
No, I mean, boundaries. Boundaries are important.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I have noticed like a really big burst of creativity, especially like you said. And I think it's really nice. It's really beautiful. And in terms of like people supporting people, like, can I just say off topic, on topic, the amount of people that have supported my book already, like that I'm like now, like, I know I've told Maria, but like I jumped up to number one in new releases. Y'all literally made me cry. Like, that's the sweetest, kindest thing that nobody had to do. And I just appreciate it.
You deserve it. You worked hard.
Thank you. But it, like, that is a big example of that, because people didn't have to like do that. Like, the book's not out yet. It's a pre-order. You have no idea if I wrote a shit book or not. I mean, I think I didn't, but I have a bias. So, yeah.
We'll find out when I get the book. I'm just kidding.
We'll see.
But I completely agree with you. Things are coming to fruition. Like, good things are happening.
And I have no complaints. Good. I've had a very good April so far. So, no complaints from me. For once. I say that after last month's soapbox episode, which I'm still not sorry about.
Nope. Sorry, not sorry. So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron this week?
So erotic.
Thanks.
What's not stirring my cauldron this week is my own direct messages. And I don't mean the ones I'm sending. I mean the ones I'm getting. And not just direct messages, but like this random group of people on like all social media. So like I have TikTok, obviously. We know that. Mm-hmm. We use it. I did a live on TikTok 2 weeks ago, I think, a week ago, a week ago. And, like, I was flooded with comments of people being like, Jesus loves you. Like, okay, thanks.
Good to know.
Like, I know that we both have experienced, especially on Instagram, like the Illuminati messages, the 5D is here messages, or like the random messages that are like, you're going to hell. but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Wave of like, I don't know, being really pushy about religion has happened in a different way. I'm used to being told I'm burning in hell. I am not used to the knock knock, do you have a word to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ on a social media app? And the thing is, this is a really predominant part about their faith. You know, expanding their faith and like look at Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, when they give you their little pamphlet. That's a part of their faith. Like, I don't disrespect that in any way. But I personally don't know how to navigate that in a social media setting without being incredibly rude, because I do respect their faith. You know what I mean? I don't
see. I am not for like. It's just I don't like it when people are pushy, and I don't like either. It when someone's like, "I want you to think like me." That's not like the whole colonialization thing.
Totally.
And no,
but
no,
like
no,
I also no. can't. Where... I can't morally disagree with the fact that I know that's a part of their religion. Do you know what I mean? And I want people to respect my faith. So I want to be respectful of them while simultaneously being like, fuck off. Like, I'm not interested. We already have gods here. Thank you. Yeah. So it's become this very, like, morally stressful thing for me to navigate. Because on one hand, I want to be really respectful because that's the same energy I would want in return. Do you know what I mean? But then on the other hand, I'm like, fuck off. Like, I'm making the TikTok live that I did, I was literally just putting on makeup and chatting with people. That's all it was. Like, it wasn't like I was, you know, doing card pulls or something like that. It was very chill. And I'm just like, fuck off. Like, I haven't even done anything yet. And you're telling me that Jesus loves me. Like, okay, that's nice. Thanks. Like,
I just can't. Yeah, going on someone's personal space and just like, I don't know, blasting,
I don't get it.
That sort of stuff is just, it's inappropriate. Like, there are lines, and like, we have to, you know, it was our whole conversation last time about boundaries. Like, boundaries are so important. Like, it shouldn't be that hard to be like, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe would be rude of me.
Maybe. I should just mind my business. So yeah, it's been very tricky for me to navigate. And like, I've also been getting a lot of DMs lately that have been kind of rude in asking for free stuff. And like, the thing is, here's the thing, guys, if you're going to ask for something free from a creator, I'm not saying don't do it. I do an exchange with people all the time, like for tarot decks and stuff like that. But you also need to be providing something for the exchange. It needs to be like a trade, right? of some kind. And you need to come at them with like statistics and why is it beneficial for both parties. Don't send me a DM being like, you know, manipulative and saying, well, I'm poor, I can't afford a reading, da da da. While I empathize with you, this is also my job. You know, it's just, and it's a non-necessity. A tarot reading is not a necessity. This isn't the same as going into like Subway and being like, hey, I'm really broke, could you give me a sandwich, let's say, because you need food to live. You don't need a tarot reading to live, unfortunately. As much as I love them, as much as I'm proud of them being a part of who I am in my career, like, it isn't live or die. So manipulating and being rude like that when you don't need it is really not cool. It's not called for. It's just, I don't know. It's been a lot to navigate. And I've been actually debating turning off my DMs because of it. I don't want to, because I still like engaging with people.
You could do that through comments. You're fine.
I know. And I get the... I worry comments about like so people wanting easier. To ask me really personal things that I would be happy to help with and missing it. And the problem is now is I'm getting like, I'm literally
go to my emails, please.
Yeah. I'm literally weeding through like 60 messages a day, and like 59 of them will be Jesus loves you or give me free stuff. And I'm just like, so I'm missing the one comment that's like actually like good and nice and I can help or informative, honestly, or important, or needs to be brought to my attention, you know, whatever.
Yeah, honestly, like through emails I've had way better, like everything is stream, like it's not a bunch of noise. Now I can see where I need to respond and where I don't need to respond and all that. It's been so nice, like I feel on top of everything, so highly recommend.
Yeah,
especially for your mental health.
I just feel guilty.
And for anyone's mental health.
I just feel guilty.
You can engage. People do not need your energy. They're not allowed to have it, even if they want it. It's you who has to decide to give it to them. You're welcome.
Mama Maria to the rescue.
So yeah, once again, another not stirring my cauldron that involves me just complaining. Sorry, everyone. I love you so much for listening.
That's what non-stirring was made for. We're exactly fine. That's true. You're fine.
So, every week we talk about creators that we are loving right now. And with that being said, for the 1 billionth time, don't DM us about being on here or I'm gonna poop in a box and put it on your front porch. I'm going to.
What?
I will. That is the only thing that doxing is good for. I'm gonna poop. I'm gonna find out where you live. I'm gonna poop in a bag. I'm gonna light it on fire and I'm gonna put it on your porch. Don't do that. These are people that we are finding because we are genuinely enjoying them at present. And this is not sponsored in any way. So stop it. It's rude. I hate it. So, Maria, on that note, who are you loving this week?
So, I know I've spoke about them before, but I wanted to talk about Cocorina's tarot journal. I got it for my birthday. And, you know, in true Cocorina's fashion, it's in black and gold. It's beautiful. It's stunning on, you know, the cover of it. It's 10 out of 10. But I also like how, so they have it so you could write out up to nine card spreads into the journal, and you write about your feelings about it and all that. And it's just, it's so well done and it's so beautiful. And I love using it because it makes me want to use it.
I love it too. I think their stuff is so beautiful.
Well, so what have you been loving?
I have been super into this hat company who I have loved for a while, but then I lost them. You know, when you like bookmark something and then you can't find it. And then there's like a year that I was like trying to like remember what they're called. So it's the Luna Bloom, and they do like those influencer hats. Do you know the wide brimmed influencer hats that everybody wears? You know what I meant as soon as I said it.
Hey, but they paint under the brim. Weren't you wearing one in your author photo? Yeah.
First of all, I was wearing a beret in my author photo. Okay, because I'm very French, so jot that down.
It was a beret. Damn it.
It was a beret, yeah. So I did. Oh my god, I'm coughing. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway. So the Luna Bloom, they make these like wide brimmed hats, and then they paint under the brim, and there's like just they've got like lunar phases or like snakes and leaves and stars, and they're so beautiful, and I want one so bad. And every single time that I go to get one, they're sold out. Every single time without fail, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get one this time, and then they're sold out. And it's
ceramic coffee cups all over again.
It is. It really is. Like, honestly, I genuinely need to have a word with myself and stop picking things to love that are so hard to get my hands on, because it's just nothing but disappointment.
Oh, we them.
But it's really beautiful. I'd love to have one someday.
I'd love to have one someday. Beautiful. I love how they have moon phases. Those are really too. Gorgeous.
I just think they're so pretty. Think about my blue hair with like a black one. And like stars and moons on it, or like a skull and roses. Oh my god, cute. I would die.
Listen, I wish I didn't have such a big head.
So the Luna Bloom, if you listen to this, you know, you're free to send me one. I wouldn't be sad.
At least let her know when one is in stock.
Just at least personally message me when you guys are in stock before any other customer, because I am very cute, so jot that down.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my word. Sorry. Thank you guys so much for listening to our voices today. We hope that you'll join us on our next episode, which is on Friday, April 30th, which is our 9th episode of season 2. So keep an eye out on our Instagrams and on our Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Coffee Cauldrons or Instagram Coffee and Cauldrons Pod for more information.
Or even better, joining us on our Discord tier, Witches First Coven, on Patreon, so we can answer your questions in our part 2 next time.
Yes. You'll even get to hear our lovely voices for an additional 30 minutes-ish for being on our Patreon tier, Casting and Up.
So, again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from At a Tired Witch on Instagram.
And with Maria from Maria the Arcane on Instagram. Okay, you ready?
Right, you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, ready? One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Bye, bye, witches.
Witches.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.